Hey everybody, it's such a joy for me to be with all of you today. Thank you so much for dropping by. Just want to declare that God has great things in store for you as well. Before I go into the message that I have in store for you today, I encourage you to connect with me through the various social media platforms that I'm available on. You can check out my content on Instagram. You can also connect with me through Facebook and Parler. You can also subscribe for daily inspirations through WhatsApp. And you can also get regular content on YouTube. Don't forget to get my books, both my first one, Who Am I?, which will help you understand your identity, as well as my second one, Unveil Your Purpose, which became a number one on Amazon, which will help you discover your purpose and to start walking in it as well. You can get more details at www.johngifter.com, and I encourage you to rate this podcast in the platform that you are listening to and also give a review so that it will boost and help reach more people. And thank you so much for listening, and do share it around with your friends and loved ones so that it will be a great blessing to them as well. Now let's go to the session that we have for today. I'm going to talk to you today about how God is not looking for mere robots. I know that topic might make you question, what am I going to talk about today? But I want to let you know something here, that many believers today are very, very firm on following what God has called them to do. They just want to obey the rules. They want to read the Bible, go to church, you know, follow all that, you know, that they know, okay, this is what is right according to the word of God. No, they're fine with all of that stuff. But I want you to understand, that's all good. Yes, when I say, you know, obey the voice of God, or when I say that you have to be led by the Spirit of God, all that's just perfectly fine. But at the same time, what I noticed is that many people are still stuck in a place where they feel like they're a robo in the hands of God. That, okay, you know what, God gives me instructions, I don't think for myself, I don't involve my individuality into it, I'm just going to obey, you know, whatever God tells me, just without even thinking about it. I'm just going to, you know, going to be more like a robo, more like you know, like just walking under, you know, whatever instruction was given, like, you know, a boss giving an instruction to his subordinate, or a master giving his instruction to his slave, or something like that. That's the way a lot of people are having in terms of their relationship with God. But today I want to share something with the word of God and let you know that God is not looking for people who are mere robots, who are just there, you know what, God, what is the instruction you have for me, and I'm just going to think nothing for myself, I'm not going to use my brain, I'm just going to follow whatever you tell me to do, whether it's from my heart or not is fine, that I'm just going to do it because I'm going to obey God. See, here's the thing, I want to share from Luke chapter 17:11-19. It is a moment when Jesus is walking towards Jerusalem, and he reaches a border between Galilee and Samaria. And as he entered the village, there were 10 lepers who stood at a distance crying out, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." Alright, verse 14, Jesus looked at them and said, "Go and show yourself to the priests." Now listen to this. What did Jesus say? "Go and show yourself to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed of their leprosy. Verse 15, one of them, when he saw that he was healed, came back to Jesus shouting, "Praise God." He fell to the ground at Jesus' feet, thanking him for what he had done. And this man was a Samaritan. You have to understand that the Jews never got in touch with the Samaritans. For them, the Samaritans were unclean people. They did not want to get any connection whatsoever with the Samaritans. But this man was an outsider. He was an outcast. But this man is coming back to Jesus, and he is thanking Jesus. Now, we always use this passage as an example of, you know, how we have to be thankful to God for all he has done. This week we're going to celebrate Thanksgiving Day in many of the nations, like the United States and all of that. But I want to talk about something before going forward. Jesus says in verse 17, Jesus asked, "Didn't I heal 10 men? Where are the other nine? And why hasn't anyone else come to give glory to God, come back, except this foreigner, or in different translations says, you know, is the outsider or the outcast and whatsoever. Now, if you look at it in the literal sense, Jesus never told him to come back. Jesus gave the instruction saying, go and show yourself to the priest. And, you know, if you see in the custom, or, you know, the instruction based on the Old Testament, if you see what actually happens is, you know, if a person had leprosy, they were sent outside the community. They could not associate with other people. So they were outside. And so, it was so unlikely of them ever getting healed of leprosy. But if they did say that they got healed of leprosy, they have to go and showcase to the priest and, ensure that, they're completely pure and all of that stuff. And only if the priest examines and finds that the person is really healed and completely restored, then that person is able to come back to society. So that's how things were. So that there was a process involved in going to the priest and getting examined, and something like, what we call as the verification process and things like that, right? Like, for example, I don't know about other countries, but if you look at a country like India, right? If I have to get the passport, you won't believe, like, you have to spend so many days and weeks and months to get the passport, because, they do so many verifications, they do police verification, they do so many different kinds of things to check, and all the details in the back end and all of that stuff. And finally, you get, verified, and you're okay, fine, you're eligible to get your passport. And it takes, at least quite some time to get your passport, okay? Now, why I'm saying that is to understand that there was a time element involved here, right? When you have to go and get yourself verified and examined, and then the priest giving you the certification and saying, okay, fine, you're healed, now you can, go back to society. So there was a time involved. But what you realize here is that these 10 men got to follow what Jesus did. Jesus said, go and show yourself to the priests. And as they went, they were cleansed of their leprosy. As they went, it says, while they were going, on the way, they got a healing. Okay? One of them, when he saw that he was healed, came back to Jesus. Now, what I want you to understand something here is this. Jesus gave the instruction, go and show yourself to the priest. But this man decides to, I know I have to go and get this verification done, but I got healed. Let me go back to Jesus, right? He's if you look at it in a little sense, he's like disobeying the voice of God, right? It's disobeying the voice of God, because God gave him the instruction saying, go and show yourself to the priest. It looked like he was disobeying the voice of God in going back to Jesus instead of going and showing himself to the priest. So what you realize is this man is breaking the protocol and coming back to Jesus, shouting and praising God. And he fell to the ground at Jesus' feet, thanking him for what he had done. And Jesus is saying, where are the other people? Only this man came back to thank and glorify the Lord. And a man who is an outsider, a man who is written off by society, a man who doesn't know the laws of the Lord, this man knew nothing. See, what you understand or info from this is, the people who presume to know everything, they know the Bible cover to cover, or they know the religious terminologies, the tradition, the culture, and all of these things, they are more like a robot, just operating from the culture, operating from the knowledge that they have about God, or they are operating from a place where, okay, this is how things are to be done. This is what Jesus told. I'm just going to blindly obey without thinking for myself. Just obeying out of, what knowledge you have. But here's a man who didn't operate from a place where he was just like a robot, just following the instruction. But he was a man who was like thinking for himself. He was like, yes, Jesus told me to go and show to the priest. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to go back and thank Jesus for what he did. And when he came back to Jesus, Jesus didn't say, hey, I told you to go and show yourself to the priest. Why are you coming back? But actually, the opposite happens. Jesus appreciates him, and Jesus is putting him on a high pedestal, and he's asking, why didn't the other people come back? The people who are presumed to know all the knowledge of the word, knowledge of the custom, knowledge. Those people are just obeying the instruction from God, but this man who is an outsider, who knows nothing about the law of God or anything of that sort, he is a man who does not know of it, but he is coming back to Jesus and thanking, and Jesus is appreciating him. So what do you infer from that is that God is not looking for people who are just operating from a robotic perspective of life. Okay, God told me this, I'm going to do that. This is what it is, I'm just going to do that. That God is looking for people who can, think for themselves and operate from a place, from their heart. God, this is my expression. This is who I am. God, I want to thank you. That was the place this man was as an individual. So today, I want you to introspect yourself. Are you just living a robotic life where, okay, God told me this, I'm just going to obey. This is the instruction from the master, I'm just going to walk in it. Or are you in a place where you're like, this is who I am, where I'm just going to be myself before God. See, even in my walk with God, I don't follow a ritual or a custom or, for example, some people, okay, you have to sing two songs and then you have to sing, this way, you have to pray this way, you have to read this kind of, methodology to be followed by reading the Bible. I don't follow all of that. I just follow, the true expression from my heart. That is what God is looking for. Okay, God, if I'm led to just dance in the presence of God, or if I'm led to jump or shout, or sometimes, it will break all protocol, what we presume as the way you should have your quiet time with God. But if that's how I want to express my, myself before the Lord, that's how I want to be. I don't want to be led by rules. And that is one of the reasons I'm able to have a stronger bond with the Lord, a closer intimacy with God. Why? Because I'm myself before God. And God is looking for such people who are not just being like like those cattle, wherever they're being led, they just go without thinking, that they don't have a say for themselves. That is not who God is. God is not your boss. God is not your, like a slave master. He is a person who wants to have a relationship with you, and he wants you to operate from a place where you're like operating from a place from the abundance of your heart. Express yourself the way you are. That is what God appreciates. And today in this segment, you realize that this man was the one who technically disobeyed what Jesus told. But he's getting appreciated in comparison to the other people who blindly followed what Jesus told. Right? Jesus never told him to come back. But the fact that he came back because he thought for himself and he showcased his true expression, that is what was appreciated by God. And today I want you to understand that is what God is looking for. Not people who just follow a pattern, a culture, a ritual or stuff like that. He's looking for people who are genuine from their heart, just want to express themselves before the Lord. And when you have such an intimate relationship with God, you will see that your life will be so much for the better. So I hope you're blessed and we'll love to hear from you. God bless you. I hope you were blessed, encouraged, and edified by the message that you just listened to. I encourage you to connect with me through the various social media platforms. I'm available on Instagram, Parler, and Facebook. You can also check out my regular content on YouTube. And I encourage you to get my books, both Who Am I, as well as my latest one, which became a number one on Amazon, Unveil Your Purpose. I'm sure these books will be a great blessing to you as well. Please do leave a rating and review this podcast in the platform that you're listening to. Share this around with a friend and a loved one. I'm sure it will bless them as well and also help us reach more people with the good news of Jesus Christ as well. Do check out other content on the podcast platform. And if you're led to support us financially or you would like to connect with me, you can also check out the details in the description.
with regard to my PayPal account. And also, if you are led to invite me to share the word in any other platform, you can do so by connecting with me either through the website or through any other means like the social media platforms as well. Thank you so much for dropping by, and I'll see you next time. If you want to get more details, check out my website, www.johngifter.com.